as a Kite mit Since Last Wednesday auf Flux FM. Die Band aus Oslo spielt heute Abend beim Form Music Label Abend im schönen Prince Charles. Und die Band hat es vorher zu mir ins Studio geschafft. Wir quatschen über die Vorteile einer ordentlichen Ausbildung am Konservatorium für Jazz in Trondheim. Wir sprechen über ihre ersten Karriereschritte in den USA und ihre Fans beim South by Southwest Festival. Wir reden über die Arbeitsteilung innerhalb der Band, die ja im Prinzip von Ingrid Helene Hoffig erfunden wurde und gelenkt wird. Wir finden raus, ob ihr Bus wegen des Bandnamens High as a Kite des Öfteren angehalten wird. Das würde mich jetzt nicht wundern. Und wir besprechen natürlich auch die aktuelle Platte Silent Treatment und vieles mehr. Zunächst heißt es hier herzlich willkommen und hello Ingrid Helene Hoffig, Trond Bersu und Christopher Lowe.
Hallo.
Hallo.
Guten Tag.
Guten Tag. Guten Tag. Wie geht es euch? Alles gut?
Alles gut.
Alles gut.
Danke.
Sprecht ihr Deutsch, weil ihr es in der Schule gelernt habt, oder ist es so ein bisschen, was ihr auf Tour
Schule
euch
drauf gelernt.
Schule gelernt?
Ja? Kleine.
Ganz kleines bisschen. So you prefer to do the English, the interview
yes,
in English?
Okay. Yeah, okay. I think so.
So we can incorporate Ingrid as well. So. Und hast du auch Deutsch in der Schule gelernt?
Hast du eine kleine?
Eine kleine was?
Eine kleine
Portion. I don't know. Let's try it in English, though.
English,
because
good.
My Norwegian sucks as well. So
okay.
So we're cool with that.
Yeah.
So how are you guys doing? Where are you coming from today? Where have you been yesterday?
We drove in actually from Dortmund.
Okay.
Yes.
You played a show in Dortmund?
Juicy Beats Festival.
Oh right.
Yeah.
That must be nice. I've seen some photos of bands who played there this year, and it was a nice
nice
vibe there.
Nice vibe, extremely hot.
Yes.
We got to play foosball on a really big foosball table. It was tons
okay.
of fun, yeah.
Cool. So congratulations on your second LP, Silent Treatment. It sounds a bit bigger than previous recordings. It sounds as if you were in a really large room to record that album. And I've read that you've worked with Thomas Dahl, who is a part of the Trondheim jazz band Kreut, if I pronounce it right, I don't know. But what was the reason for you to work with him? Is he a friend of yours? Did you know that he was able to get to that sound that you have on that new record? Or what was the reason for you to contact him in the first place?
He was actually the producer for the first record.
Oh, okay, as well.
For the second one, it was a guy called Kåre Vasterem.
Oh, okay.
To work with Thomas Dahl, we did that because of Kreit, because
okay.
I thought that was a really cool band and just wanted to work with him.
Okay, and how did you find the new guy then? What is his background? Is he a jazzer as well? Because that's the thing I want to talk to you about, that you are guys that, who went to a conservatory and studied jazz, and then I really think it's important to reduce the things that you've learned to a certain maximum or minimum, so that it's pop music again. I think it's kind of hard to know of all the variations that you can have within music, but to kind of like reduce them all and forget about most of them to go for pop music. So is a new guy who produced the album, was he a jazzer too, or what was his background?
Kåre Vasterem is one of the most famous producers in Norway. He actually took contact with us.
Okay, cool.
After hearing the first record. And
He has a jazz background
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yes.
I think.
Okay.
So we just... it wasn't natural for any of us to do jazz stuff on the record.
And then I said that the album to me sounds bigger than the previous recordings. Was that a conscious decision to make it sound bigger? Let's go for a bigger sound. Or was it the way he worked as a producer and the studio affected the music because there you had larger rooms and larger studio, which makes the music sound larger, maybe?
It sort of came naturally because we're also... The first album was recorded with three persons, just Ingrid, Øystein, and Trond, but now we're five persons, we're more instruments, we had more time in the studio, and we like just had more time and space to be creative and make it bigger.
Yeah.
But it wasn't sort of like an idea that we had that we're going to make this like the hugest record ever.
No, because we actually tried to make it smaller, but it just,
just didn't happen.
I think it was our producer's vision.
Yeah, it's cool though.
Make it big.
It's cool though. And as long as you can live with that, in the result in the end, it's really cool, I think, for you. Are you still working like that you, Ingrid, are bringing in the song ideas and then you try to... work on those song ideas with the whole band and the producer, or has that changed as well with this new record?
I think I really want to work like that for the next record as well, but It's been so much touring that I haven't written anything
new. Okay.
That is good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So. Because I read that you're actually, that you're kind of addicted to writing music and writing songs, that you could not stop, and that you had so many songs for this album that you recorded one on your own as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. It feels really weird to not have the time to write new stuff now. Because I feel so useless when I'm not writing.
Yeah, but it's a difficult thing to write while on tour, right?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you can write songs about being on the bus for hours and missing your boyfriend or your girlfriend or whatever.
Yeah.
But those songs basically suck.
Yeah.
Don't you think so?
Yeah, I wouldn't write about what I'm actually seeing right then and there. That would be weird, but it's just too busy.
Yeah, and I read that you basically need time for yourself. You turn on your phone, you go to a remote place, and then you start concentrating and writing music.
Yeah.
So that's not the best. It's not happening on tour, right?
It's not happening at all.
You shall not turn off your phone on tour.
No.
So let's talk a bit more after this other song from your new record. It's called Leaving No Traces, and then we talk a bit more with High as a Kite. High as a kite mit Leaving No Traces auf Lux FM. Die Stimmung hier im Studio steigt auf jeden Fall. Es wird immer lustiger. Wir haben gerade schon ein bisschen geredet über die Jazzproduzenten der Band. Thomas Dahl hat die erste Platte gemacht und auch der zweite Produzent war jetzt wieder jemand mit Jazz-Hintergrund. Da will ich jetzt natürlich nochmal wissen, wie man mit dieser Trondheim-Konservatorium für Jazzmusik-Ausbildung im Hinterkopf überhaupt klarkommt in einem Pop-Umfeld, in dem sich die Band ja bewegt. We were just talking about it a few minutes ago for a very short time, that you with your jazz background are you're making music that is, in comparison to the music that I call jazz, is super simple. So do you often have to force yourself to keep things simple when you're in the studio? Because I can imagine that one or two of you guys have ideas for like a weird chord progression at a certain spot in the song. You could be like, you know,
maybe
you have to force yourself to leave that away and then stay in the pop context. Is that something that you're consciously working with on?
To me, it was more about like not fitting into the jazz conservatory, that I was like a bit too popish in my ears and my heart.
Okay.
So I don't really have problems with not, you know, giving it some twists and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But
yeah,
what about you?
I think it was hard in the beginning. I'm a jazz drummer.
Okay.
Really.
I'm a jazz drummer.
But I don't consider myself that anymore. But I had to really try to keep things simple.
Yeah, especially as a drummer, I think, right?
Yeah, because I always wanted to play fast and
fills without end.
Yeah, everywhere.
Yeah.
But now I'm really aware of doing simple things.
You've turned the opposite.
Yeah,
like you don't want to play,
so.
Basically.
No,
you just want to
play better. I'm more into making nice sounds and soundscapes
on
the drums.
And that's an interesting progression, I really think, because I can really imagine if you're able to do everything on your instrument and then one forces you to play the AC/DC beat that goes boom.
It can be so cool to do that.
Yeah, it's really, especially when you're a trained drummer who knows all the rest, it's really hard to get into that groove again, I think. So it's an interesting thing that you're working like that. I've read that most of you guys are playing in other bands as well. Is that maybe to get the jazz out of the system, to go for a real solo? Or?
Yeah, I think all of the other bands that we do, they sort of, we take inspiration from them and bring them back into High as a Kite. And we honestly don't have much time for the other bands right now because we're playing so much. But when we do play with other bands, it just gives us a boost to go back to High as a Kite and
do
things because, you can sort of let loose in another way.
Yeah. And Ingrid goes, I've been scatting a lot the last few months, so I just want to sing along to a pop song right now. What up with your solo record? Did you record all those songs? Are you going to put it out pretty soon? Or what's
the
plan with
that?
It
was out in November, I think.
Okay.
It was just like for myself,
if
you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing more is gonna happen with them.
Okay.
I just played two shows and now it's forgotten.
Okay.
You
got it out of the system.
Yeah.
They're gone.
It's gone.
Mm. The baby's already in school, actually.
I've given birth to it.
So with a band name like this, do you get busted a lot? Because I know that the band name certainly is from an Elton John song. Rocket Man, he was high as a kite with his rocket, but being high as a kite can mean something different too. So do you get busted a lot? Is there police catching the bus?
We had a fun incident we had a sleepover in El Paso.
Okay.
And we would just parked our bus close to the Mexican border, and these state patrollers came by and saw our bus, and like,
and it says high as a kite.
No, it doesn't. But we said that our name is high as a kite, and then we're like,
really?
What are you guys doing here? And we sort of has to, like, we're these really nice guys from Norway. We're just on tour. Please don't arrest us or anything. Okay. But
seems like a Breaking Bad scene to me or something.
It was sort of, we got a police badge,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, they got a CD from us.
Yeah.
We got the police badge.
We signed it and everything. So
that was cool. That's interesting, though. But I think it might be, especially in the USA, it might be a dangerous band name to put on the side of the bus. Just don't do that.
Yeah,
so you won't get busted a lot. So I wish you the best of luck for tonight's show.
Thank you
so
much.
I want you to come back as soon as you play the next Berlin show. We can talk a bit more. And it was a nice...
We'll be back in September.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
So you visit me in this very studio. We talk a bit more.
We should.
About the next steps for High as a Kite. Und wer heute Abend aufs Konzert möchte im Prince Charles, und zwar exklusiv mit VIP-Tickets, wir werden euch da den Eintritt quasi garantieren. Wer diese Tickets haben möchte, der ruft mich jetzt an unter 030 2000 9000 Berlin 2000, 9000 ist die Nummer. Zum Glück, wir schicken euch aufs 4 Music Label Fest heute Abend im Prince Charles mit High as a Kite auf der Bühne. Dafür anrufen 030 2000 9000. Thanks again. Bye bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.